If you come to Hong Kong as a business visitor, the question is begged as to what is permitted activity under that immigration status. And typically, business visitors must generally contain their activities to, for example, attending business meetings or fact-finding discussions or this type of activity that gets to the heart of the possibility of some kind of transaction with your counterparties in Hong Kong. You can come, for example, to make sales calls to potential business partners, clients, as long as whilst you're making those sales calls, you're working for an entity that's established outside of Hong Kong. You can come to sign contracts or conclude contracts, indeed submit formal tender proposals and support the submission exercise through the delivery of presentations and supporting representations. You can participate in overall, say, product orientation. You can attend short-term seminars. You can oversee the installation or the packaging of goods, but you can't actually be responsible, that is, go hands-on in relation to the installation or the packaging of those goods. It's permitted activity to participate in exhibitions or trade fairs, although it is not permitted activity to roll your sleeves up and start, for example, building the booth within the trade fair. You could assemble from a kit that you've brought with you. That's natural. But if you had to order timber locally and you needed to interact with local contractors and take responsibility for the formal building of your stand, you would need work authorizations for that. And it's perfectly okay to come and participate in, for example, litigation if you're going to you're either suing somebody or you're being sued and you need to give evidence. So, you know, all things considered, business visits allow you to do all the kind of activities that are peripheral to commercial activity. And where it can be said that you're actually getting involved in the provision of services or you're implementing activities in relation to the commercial endeavor that brought you into Hong Kong in the first place, you're going to need an employment visa. And this really sort of translates itself into a sort of a common sense understanding of, you know, if you're going to come for 3 or 4 months at a time and you are a UK citizen and you get 180 days as a visitor, and during those 3 or 4 months you're living in some service department and at 9 o'clock in the morning you're reporting to your counterparty's office and you've got a dedicated desk and you're sitting there and you're on the telephone and you're preparing paperwork and you're doing the kind of activities that actually go towards the implementation of the commercial aspect of what brought you to Hong Kong in the first place. That's really work. And if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, in actual fact, you know, it's quacking its head off, you are in fact a duck. Therefore, you need to have an employment visa. So whilst there are some differences between the activities which are permitted by regulation and those that are allowed in practice, if you are going to be discharging your employment duties in Hong Kong, the type of things that you would ordinarily be doing back in the UK, albeit it's more practical for you to be in Hong Kong on the ground doing that stuff, you need to have an employment visa. Therefore, my advice in this situation would be to not rely on the business visit category, even though you're going to get a 180-day period of stay each time you present yourself at the border. Make an application for an employment visa. The Immigration Department will take into consideration all the circumstances of your case. And if you've got a genuine contract and you've got a business back home that is going to continue and in fact is supporting the activities that has brought you to Hong Kong in the first place, the Immigration Department will undoubtedly grant you the employment visa. So make that application and don't be tempted just to rely on the business visit category simply because practically you get 180 days each time you present yourself in Hong Kong at the border.